specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Exodus 17, verse 8. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. Let me tell you something. When there's strife, don't you know the devil's coming? The enemy's going to show up. When you allow strife, when there's strife in the camp, that wisdom doesn't descend from above. It's coming from somewhere else. And if it's kept going long enough, the enemy shows up. See, it's one thing to be striving in the flesh, but it's another thing when you let that thing occupy your life or be in your life long enough till it becomes demonic. Now the devil there and folk can't get out of stuff. They can't check that attitude. They can't stop saying certain things. They can't stop doing certain things. See, before you got to that point, you could have stopped. You could have checked yourself by going on, leaving it alone. But now it's gone beyond being a habit to being an obsession and almost an oppression and maybe even a possession. The devil occupying that part of your life and you can't get rid of it now. That's what happens. So you got to go on. In verse 8, then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek. Once we have gone on and we have gotten self under control, and we are at peace with ourselves, then we need to go out. Come on, now are you entering into the real battle? Not until you are at peace with yourself. If you're not at peace with yourself, then your struggles are internal. The enemy does not even have to contend with you, because you are a crisis. Yourself, you are carrying issues yourself. You carry a dimension, an atmosphere. You carry an environment yourself. Everywhere you go is confusion. Everywhere you go, somebody's getting hurt. There's a fight breaking out. Huh? As long as you're like that, you can't really enter into the real battle. But see, once you settle that strife, you go on away from that. You come into another dimension of something. Now you come into a real battle. Now you come into the real battle, the battle where the battle is not flesh and blood. Hello, it's a whole nother dimension of things. How many know at every level there's another devil? Amen. He don't have to show up if he can keep you on lock in your flesh. But the moment you go on from that and you ain't arguing anymore, you're not letting death come out of your mouth anymore. You're not fussing anymore. You're not murmuring anymore. You're not complaining anymore. You're not pointing the finger anymore. You're not blaming other folk anymore. You're not doing all that stuff. You're free from that now. Your mind is clear. Your heart is pure. Now you step into another arena. A real battle starts now. See, you're not even allowed in that arena till you get yourself straightened out. People try to get in there and hadn't gotten self straightened out, and they want to commit suicide. Do all kind of crazy stuff. Carrying issues. Jesus told his disciples once, he said, the prince of this world cometh. I'll not be saying much, for he has nothing in me. That's where he tripped Peter up. Huh? That's where he tripped all of them up. Because they were carnal. We see he comes, but he has nothing in me. No buttons to push, no levers to pull, no inroads. He has nothing in me. My heart is pure. It doesn't mean, listen, Jesus was perfect. Doesn't mean You have to be perfect for him to have nothing in you. Hello? See, it got quiet all over the place. Listen, you got to get the right perspective. When we're in Christ, it doesn't mean that you do everything right. But it means if your heart is pure. See, the devil will mess with your mind with thoughts. But if he can't get in your heart, God will bring you out every time. Yeah, he'll fight you on the warfare plane of your mind. Because sometimes your mind needs transformation. Sometimes your mind needs to be renewed. But my heart is fixed. My heart is pure. My heart is clean. I'm sanctified. I'm born again. I'm washed in the blood. I just got to catch up here. When your heart is pure, he'll fight you. Amalek will show up. Thanks be unto God, who always causes us to triumph. He makes us more than conquerors. Confusion might come to your mind, but I ain't confused. Oppression might come to your body, but I'm not oppressed. The devil might try to deceive me, but I'm not deceived. Hello? He'll come, and he'll bring a dimension. That if your heart is not pure, it can overwhelm you. Folks want to give up. Folks want to go back to the tavern. Folks start drinking, turn to drugs. Get in illicit relationships. But oh, when your heart is pure. Huh? Come on, there's an anchor that holds. I said there's an anchor that holds no matter what you face. Faith don't make it easy, it makes it possible. Storm will gather, the winds will blow, yeah, the waves will roar, but guess what? When it's all said and done, you still standing. Tell somebody, I'm still here. I ain't going nowhere. Come on, somebody, say, we're still here, declaring the goodness of our God. Hallelujah. When every enemy is defeated, every devil's bound, we're still here. Hallelujah. Still got my peace of mind. Still got my joy. Hello, somebody. Still sound in my mind. The devil is a lie. Hallelujah. Jesus defeated him and every demon, every principality, every power, every high thing, every imagination, every throne has been defeated. Lord made an open show. You know what that was? When a king, when a warrior would defeat a king and would make an open show of him, he would parade all of his captives through the city. The Bible says that Jesus made an open show of all the captive. Huh? All that rose up against, defeated every one of them at the cross. Stripped them of any authority. They have no authority, no legal right. Listen, they don't have a right to be in your presence. Hello? Tell somebody, go out. We got to get engaged in the heavenlies. In the battle we don't see with our natural eyes. Sometimes the devil will use people. But he don't often use people. These are spirits that come. Amen. And if you don't recognize, he'll make you think it's you. Or it's somebody else. But tell somebody, I recognize. That's why God give us discerning of spirits. Hello? That's not just given to some, that's given to all of us. To operate as the Holy Spirit sees fit. Well, you need to discern something. He's there to discern it for you. Hello? I said, he's there to discern it for you. Recognize, what is this? Lord, let you know it's the devil. Take authority over him. Bind him up. Hello? I said, bind him up. Cast him out. He's got to obey your voice. Come on, there's a real battle that's being waged that the natural eye can't see, that people don't sometimes understand they're puppets being used by the devil. There's a whole system that's moving with his spirit, the spirit of the world. We are strangers in a strange land, sojourning through. But thank God he's given us victory. He's blessed us in the land. Everywhere the sole of our feet tread in this land, he's given us dominion. Hello. I don't care what organization it is. Who owns it? Who's behind it? The church of Satan can own it. I'm a child of God. Devil has no authority here. Wherever my feet tread, I lay claim upon it. Hello, somebody. There's a real battle, and you got to know who you are. You've got to know whose you are. You got to know he's faithful. Sometimes you have to wait on him. I said, sometimes you have to wait on God and stand there and take some stuff. But you got to know that he's coming, and he'll be right on time. He's going to break through. I say he's going to break through like a mighty flood. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will raise up a standard against him. Tell somebody, Jesus is coming. He wants you to square your shoulders. Keep your testimony. Keep on declaring. Take the blows. But come on back and keep declaring what thus saith the Lord, because the angels will break through. They will come in. Oh, Daniel, the first day that you prayed, your words were heard, and we are here to fulfill your words. We are here to take up your battle, to take up your cause. Come on, somebody. We are engaged in the heavenly realm. I found something out. God is moving. Hey, some of y'all didn't hear that. I found something out. God is moving in such a way, the enemy is panicking right now.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 13 of our series entitled The Faith Crisis. Today's message, the three dimensions of faith. Dimension number two is to go out. You must be at peace with yourself before you are able to get to this point. Now you come into a real battle, one that is not flesh and blood. Keep a clear mind and a pure heart. The devil has no buttons to push and no inroads to make when your heart is pure. When your heart is contaminated, the enemy's fight will frustrate you. When your heart is pure, there is an anchor that holds. Bind him, cast him out. He has to obey your voice. Go out, get engaged in the heavenlies. God has given you dominion. You must know who you are and whose you are. God is working it all out for you and for your good.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.